So, we've had a great fellowship.
Thank him.
And spoke many wonderful
love
things.
You, Nancy.
So now we're going to hand it over to Doris. There you go, Doris. God bless you.
Well, God bless you all, and it's a real honour and a privilege. I've had a great week. It's been busy. And it's good to keep busy. Keeps your mind busy. They always say about idle hands. But I got my dose of hope today, and I had a little cuddle with her, and she is doing absolutely amazing, and so's the mum and the dad. And they were telling her that Auntie Kimmy will be here real soon. And she's smiling, and she's wide-eyed, and she's just perfect in every way. And, you know, God reminded me when I left there that through the grace, she's where she is right now. And that God is no respecter of persons. But, you know, when I was young, I used to be afraid of the dark. Absolutely terrified of the dark. I didn't like my bedroom door shut. They used to leave the light on in the hallway. And at the weekends, I used to go and sleep at my nan's and granddad's. And they used to turn the lights off. And I was never scared. Never, ever scared. My nan used to say to me, "There's nothing there in the dark that's not there in the light. You have nothing to be afraid of." And it really blessed me what Marie shared, actually, about the little girl. Because obviously the little girl, there was a storm coming. She had to buckle up. And she said, "Is my dad in the cockpit?" "Yes." And then she just went back off to sleep. I've got goosebumps even thinking of it right now. Because it just reminded me of how I felt when I was with my dad or with my nan and granddad. And I felt safe and I felt secure. I knew nothing, no harm could come to me. But it just shows us in the light of where we need to be with God in our relationship right now. Because obviously my earthly dad's passed away. But when we have the relationship with our dads or our mums or our nans or our granddads, it's a very loving relationship. And we feel trust, we feel secure. And that's how we have to be with God. Yeah. You know, there's nothing there in the night that's not there in the day. But on a greater scale, we have the protection of our Almighty God. That when we put our trust in Him, like we put our trust when we're young in our parents or our grandparents, that sense of safeness and security is even bigger when we go to the Almighty God, because He has the capability of being able to take us out of the darkness and into the light, but only when we put our trust in Him. See, it's down to a decision that we make on a daily basis. Now, I know that we were in Oxford on Sunday and Alison shared some great truths. And if you haven't heard it, I suggest that you do. But she was talking about how we battle in our minds with the old man and the new man. But it's always just one decision away. So we have to learn to chip away at the old man and replace it with that new man. The things that we speak, you know, have to be what God wants us to speak. So we are not fearful. We're not afraid. We're not scared. We're not haters. You know, all what the world wants to bombard you with, we have to cast that to a side and confess what God says we are. Let's take a look in Psalms 27. And in verse 1 it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Question mark. Whom shall I fear? If you're fearing, you need to question yourself right now. Because God says, "The Lord is your strength. Whom shall you be afraid?" From whom are you afraid of? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. And whom shall I fear? No one. Nothing. Naught. God's light delivers us from the darkness of this world. His strength saves us. And daily he alleviates our fears. We all face troubles of various kinds, but our blessing is we have a very strong ally and a place of refuge from those troubles. Where do you cling in times of trouble? Psalms 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, it wasn't very long ago that Sophia was in trouble. And she could have turned in any direction. But God had me in that place at that time to speak those fitly spoken words to her. Troubles can be anything that pulls you away from the Almighty God. Anxiety, drugs, finances. I'm lonely. I'm sad. My marriage isn't good. Did you hear on the news all the negatives going on? Poverty, sickness, diseases, illness, death. The list just goes on and on and on. And it's all designed to put you in fear, to tell you you're not strong enough, to tell you you're not good enough. And people just can't make the decision to cast out of the old man and into the new man. They cling to these things. We have to start clinging to the truths of God's word and what God says we are, and not confess the negatives. The world gives these troubles names. God just says they're non-existent. God didn't give these worldly terminologies names. In Psalms 139, turn over a few chapters, and I'm going to read this whole psalm because it's absolutely beautiful. Psalms 139, if you're reading along with me, we're going to start in verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. See, God knows which way you're going to go. He knows as soon as trouble comes, whether you're the type of person that's going to fall deeper into the hole, or whether you're going to be the one that climbs out of the hole. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, that thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. So everywhere you go, he's before you, behind you, around you. He is your strength. He's your shield. He's your buckler. You have nothing to fear. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there too. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. See, God's with you wherever you go. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee, God. Wow. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I am awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. God is with us, always there. We need to learn to turn to him. Psalms 138, and in verse 3 it says, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All you have to do is call on God and he will strengthen you.
Yeah.
All these worldly terminologies, all these worldly thoughts, don't let them bog you down. Call on God and he'll give you the strength to overcome. He'll replace the negatives with a positive. He'll turn your life around, but only when you call on him. He is not one that is going to invade your space. He's not one that's going to possess your free will. But just as you had that trust when you were a child, you've got to have that trust as an adult now as you go to God. Just lean in on him. Let him succor you and strengthen you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Can you mute your mic, Nancy, love?
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, and in verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We have to let that old man perish. The old man that looks at the news every day and dwells on the negatives. The old man that says, oh my goodness, my bones are aching today. I can't make it through the day. No. What's the new man saying? What is the new man saying to you? It's not that your bones are aching. Because God has renewed you. Every day, he's made you whole, spiritually, inside and out. Oh, my mind can't, my headaches, oh, these migraines. No, God has healed you. You've got the strength. You cleave to God. You call on him and he'll strengthen you with might in your inner man. Not the outer man. The outer man's going to perish. It's no good to you. Don't hold on to it. Let it go. And just really cleave to that inner man where that Christ in you dwells, and it dwells very richly. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Your mind is not sound if you listen to the worldly gossip, if you listen to the worldly news, if you listen to the diseases that are going about, the poverty. You know, the unemployment, you know, you start listening to that and that outer man starts to pull the inner man down and you start reveling in the negatives. But what you got to do is just turn off the news. Just really cleave to what God says you are. And God says that you are wonderfully made, that he has given you everything pertaining unto life and godliness. That anything you want, you call on him and he will answer you. Why would you want to live in that old man nature? It's just one thought away. Do we choose the old man or do we choose the new man? Do I speak for God or do I speak for the devil? It's very simple. You know, the Bible is our rule book and practice. There's no grey areas. So if you are promoting the news and all the negatives, then you're working for the devil. Or if you are promoting God and the healings and you're speaking the word and you're speaking it, then you're promoting the Almighty God. Psalms, back to Psalms, beautiful Psalms that really gives me goosebumps when I read it. You know, there's certain parts that I've read over the last few days and it just really sets my soul on fire. Psalms chapter 18. And we're going to look at verse 32. Psalms 18. Verse 32. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. So if your way is not perfect right now, it's because you're not leaning in on God. You're not calling on him, because the word is not a liar. God's word is not a lie. It is truth. And Jesus Christ walked this earth proclaiming the truth. The truth that we can now adhere to. And it was recorded, not because it needed to be, but it was recorded so that you can see what you are, because you are in this book of life. Your name is in here. When God says he didn't make a failure, that's you. You are not a failure. God's given you every enablement. It's just sometimes we struggle whether we choose the negative or the positive. Well, it's very simple. Choose the devil or choose God. It's as simple as it can be. God has made you perfect. He's given you every enablement. He's given you Christ in you, which is bigger than anything. He gave up his son for you. So, Psalms 18:32. It is God that girdeth me with strength. God gives us the strength to pull through, but only when we allow him, when we call on him, which I read in Psalms 138 verse 3. When we change our thinking and our thought patterns, when we let go of the worldly thoughts and the conditions, we start trusting in the one true God. 2 Samuel. I was in Kings first. Samuel's before Kings. So 2 Samuel chapter 2. And in verse 3 it says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my saviour. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Wow. All we do is call on God, and you'll be saved from your enemies. Now, maybe the worldly thoughts and the worldly desires, they could be your enemies, especially if they're taking you off of the word. Depending on what you put on in your heart is what you're going to speak. Lawrence's wonderful, wonderful faith class helps us with our confession. So we say what we want, not what we see. And when we start to condition our minds, then you'll start to see that the old man drops off and the new man becomes alive and vibrant, and you start to see things from a spiritual aspect. You start to see the battle between God and the devil. And we all know who's the winner and who's the champion, because Christ is coming back, and what a day that's going to be. God didn't give up his only begotten son just so that, you know, well, I'll just, you know, let him die on the cross. He's coming back, guys. He is coming back. And he is going to rule Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and we are going to have an eternity together. So just remember who's in your corner. It's not the devil. It's God in Christ in you. Psalms 37. Back to Psalms. Psalms 37. And we're going to read in verse 39. It says, "But the transgressors..." "But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. That day's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. So why not just enjoy the last bit of time we got here on earth? Why don't you get out there and live for the Almighty God? Let that Christ in you lead and guide you so that you can get people to come to the true God, that you can speak those fitly spoken words. You can get people born again. You can get people healed, you know, and enjoy the time we have left here until Christ comes back. God wants it to be fun. He doesn't want you burdened down with your troubles and your, you know, the negatives and, oh, you've got the poverty and, oh, the refugees and, oh, we got earthquakes and, oh, there's tsunamis and, well, the list can go on and on and on. But what we do have to remember is that God gave up his son, Jesus Christ, so that you could have a life everlasting. These are the words we should be speaking. Do you know you can be healed right now? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that God never made a failure? Do you know you can call on God and he'll answer you? These are the things we should be speaking. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." A sound mind. So there's nothing to be anxious about. It's no good saying, "Well, I suffer with depression." You've got a sound mind, so you can make sound-minded decisions. Choose God or choose the devil. Choose the positives or choose the negatives. But I tell you now, if you choose the worst one, if you turn to the left and you choose the devil or the negatives, then yeah, you're going to have a real hard time. You're going to battle with it day and night. You'll battle with it. You'll have your fears. You'll have your disappointments. Because the adversary glories in it. I mean, he's going to live a lifetime of hell. Yoo-hoo! But don't allow him to let you live a lifetime of hell. Choose God. Choose the positives. Start kicking the adversary where it hurts. Don't let him trouble you. You throw it back at him and you trouble him, right? You put on your armor. You put on that fight and you take it to him. Because God is your refuge. God is your strength. And he's the one that is going to sustain you. He's the one that's going to give you everything you need when you call on him. Do you believe it? Do you believe that God has not given you a spirit of fear? Do you believe that God has given you a sound mind? Then run with it. Don't let the world bug you down. Ephesians 6:10 says what? "Brethren, be strong in the Lord." That's where you have to turn. Let's finish off there. Ephesians chapter 6. "Strong in the Lord and the power of his might." Wow. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the methods of the devil. For remembering, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able... See, if you don't take on the whole armor of God, then you won't be able to stand. So that's why. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. That's what I want to share.
Amen. That's wonderful, Kim. So we don't focus on the old man, but we put on that new man. We reckon the old man dead and we walk in newness of life. And that's our theme for the year, walking in newness of life, that Christ in us, the hope of glory, and where God is working in us, energizing in us, leading us, guiding us. He's providing, he's taking care of every need.
and that we don't focus on those negatives. He never made a failure. We are successful right now. Doesn't matter how you feel, what your circumstances look like, you are successful. Every person that's born into this world has the opportunity to be a success.
Yeah.
And it's just how we choose to look at everything. And if we look at everything through the eyes of God, and we can, we are enabled. We have His Word, we have the Scriptures, He's working in us, we have the Spirit of God. We can move just like Jesus Christ did. You know, as He is right now, so are we in this world. So, you know, God is working in you. He's for you. You know, we can rejoice. We can be glad. We don't have to be sad. We don't have to focus on anything negative. And even if your circumstances are screaming at you, this is a lie. Look at my bank account. Look at my health. Look at the doctor's report. You refute it. You stand. You know, having done all, stand. You're strong in the promises of God. You're strong in who you are in Christ. And that's what we stand upon. And God shows up every time. He's for us and with us. So, a really wonderful fellowship. So, would someone like to close out of a word of prayer? We'll have some manifestations. And then we'll hook off. Who would like to pray?
I'll pray.
Okay, go for it.
Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for all that you have done for us, Father, and just for the privilege of being your kids today, in this day and time, and to be able to live and see you living in people's lives and working and performing signs, wonders, and miracles, God. We thank you that you have entrusted this word to us, and that we live up to it every day, and that we carry that word in our hearts, Father, so we can bring deliverance to people. And I thank you for your children right now around the world today, no matter where they are, that you are blessing them individually and you are helping them, Father, to stand. I thank you for all of our great countries that being represented here today. And I thank you for peace in our hearts, peace in our lives. And I thank you as we stand for you, Father, you back the enemy off, and that he just cannot affect us. And I thank you that we don't have to focus on what he's doing, but what you're doing in spite of what he's doing. And we thank you for that. I lift every need to you right now, Father, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. And I thank you, God, for blessing your people today, and for a great big blessing for Kim and Lawrence and their entire family, for just how wonderful they are, Father, to love your people and to open their home and to want to be able to see people's deliverance in their lives. So I give them to you, Father, and I thank you for all the great things you have coming up for them and for each of us individually. As we just step out every day, God, that you give us an open door. So I claim these things. Thank you for our countries, Father, that we can take back those areas that the adversary is trying to work in and just shut him down. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Would someone like to speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy?
My dear children, know that my word is a light for you, and that word makes you the light in this world of darkness. So look to me only, have no fear, just stand firm in the face of whatever comes against you, and I will always support you and always back you, my children. You are strong in this time, and you will stand strong. Look to my word only, because you are standing on solid ground.
Amen. And Amy Battles, would you like to manifest, please?
Iniana Ashokoyame, Dintia Nana Kastan. Iniana Amakashotani. Iniyama ayo yotosisi yana na yanya niki sinyamana yanya niki yama asho king yose sisyama yano no yama sinyana na ikisyanda. My beloved children, I, Lord thy God, have called thee out. Yes, my children, I have called you to a great calling, and you have accepted my calling, and I have given you gifts, and I have given you a job, my children. I have given you things to do. I have given you a blessed road to walk. Therefore, turn to me and turn to me only. Look to my word. Receive great encouragement, my children. Walk with great boldness. For I, the Lord thy God, have planned out a life for you that's full of joy, that is full of peace, that is full of power. Therefore, you can walk with great assurance, knowing that I will never fail you, that I will never forsake you, and that my plan shall truly and surely come to pass.
Amen. And someone else, a word of prophecy, please.
My beautiful children, look unto me, your Father and God. I have brought you to this day, time and hour, and I have placed desires and I've placed things in your heart that you can achieve in your life as you continue to walk out boldly every day, knowing that I'm guiding you, I'm working within your hearts, and that my son is leading the church. So continue to be faithful, putting my word deeply rooted in your heart and keeping it there so that I can bring it to pass when you need it. Know, my children, that I have given you everything that pertains it to this life and to godliness, and that there is still much to be learned, my children, but never fear, never focus on the things that you can't do, but keep your heart and mind steadfast upon me, for I will carry you in every situation, for I have placed my spirit within you, and it's a mighty spirit, my children, and it's the thing that connects us together as one. So be faithful unto me, and know truly that everything in your life is going to work out, for I, your Father and God, have spoken it.
Well, Father, we just thank you for your great and precious promises, God, and we know that you're faithful, no matter what our circumstances, situations say, that you are always with us, that you're for us, God, you're for all your kids. And I thank you, Father, that you're a God of restoration, you're a God of deliverance, you're a God of abundance, you're a God of direction and vision and all the great things, Father, and that we are your kids and we have your spirit in us and we can expect like you, we can speak like you, Father, because you're working in us. Thank you for the Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you for that new man, that we can walk in newness of life. And that, Father, that we live by faith. We don't live by our sights or our feelings or our emotions, Father, but we live by faith, trusting in your great and precious promises, trusting in your leading and your prompting. Thank you that you are speaking to us, Father, and that you are working in us mightily, both to will and to do of your good pleasure every day. And that you load us with benefits, God, and you're not against anyone, even people that don't say the right things. But Father, that you are working, you're a God of light, you're a God of grace and mercy, justice and love. And I thank you, Father, that your plan for each of our life will be fulfilled. What you began will be completed, God, and that you will get the glory. Because Father, we are nothing within ourselves, Father, but you've called us to this day and time to stand upon your word, to stand for you, to stand for Jesus Christ, to stand on the truth of your word and not back down, Father, because you haven't given us that spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind, and that we are more than conquerors in every situation, and that, Father, you would always cause us to triumph, that you are our sun and shield and buckler. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you again for this Skype fellowship. Bless the people that have joined this Skype fellowship and the people that listen to it, the many people that listen to this, God, that they're truly blessed in their heart and their hearts are turned towards you. We want to connect people to you, God, the one true mighty God, creators of the heaven and the earth, and your son, Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this right now. Bless our countries, bless our cities and our counties and our areas, Father, where we live. Open up those doors, bring those people, Father, that are hungry and desiring. And there's millions of them, Father. So we expect great increase, great fruit, great outreach, Father, because that's your desire and that's our desire. We want to see all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. That's your desire, which is ours. And so, Father, we pray for all those kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, and all those people that are in authority, God, that you will have a great influence upon their hearts to make sound decisions so that we can keep standing boldly in this day and time, that we can move freely with your word, Father. And I just want to pray for, Father, the right person becoming Prime Minister, Father, because I don't like that Boris Johnson. But Father, I just thank you that you'll just work something out for our country, this England, Father, because it's all over the place. So I call restoration to this country in the name of Jesus Christ, true leadership to rise up, to take that stand. So God, I thank you for my country. I thank you for the world's countries, Father, that you got great men and women taking a stand, Father, that you're going to do something mighty in them that's going to shake up the whole world to turn their hearts to you. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
What a great fellowship. Nancy, yeah. Can I ask you, now I recorded everything that you shared. Are you happy for me to put it on as it is? Or would you like me to take that part out?
Well, the teaching, I would do the teaching part if there was things that had to be addressed, you know.
I mean, obviously the teaching separate from the actual sharing, but what you shared, would you like me to put on, would you like me to take it off?
I think it's probably better to leave it off.
Take it off, you know? No problem, good, yeah.
That part of it, you know, because it, the profit is really for the body.
I agree with you.
You know, it's.
I agree with you.
I believe that there'll be time for somebody to reach out, or he'll be reaching out, and then it'll be the appropriate time. But until then, somebody doesn't want help. You know what Dr. Ware will say: a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion. So,
yeah, well, we keep him in our prayers, and you know,
gotta be meek and humble.